This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. DenVR. A bill introduced by a bipartisan group of Colorado lawmakers would create the state's first financial penalty for agencies that ignore audit findings. House Bill 26-2044 targets a long-standing enforcement gap. State auditors can identify problems and recommend fixes, but agencies face no consequences for dragging their feet. Rob Newth, vice president of the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, discussed the bill on The Kim Monson Show on March 12. There is a total disconnect as to lack of transparency in the public service sector by our politicians and agencies that are supposed to be conducting reasonable business for the state, Newth said. How the enforcement process works. The bill does not impose an automatic penalty. Instead, it establishes a deliberate, multi-step process with built-in safeguards. First, a state audit must identify a significant problem or material weakness at an agency. The agency then appears before the Legislative Audit Committee and agrees to a timeline for implementing the auditor's recommendation. If the agency misses that deadline, the committee convenes to evaluate the situation with an agency representative present. At that hearing, the committee votes by majority on whether the agency made a good faith effort to comply. If the committee finds good faith, it may grant an extended deadline. If the committee finds the agency did not act in good faith, it may direct the state auditor to notify the state controller. Only after that notification does the financial consequence take effect. The state controller must restrict 3% of the non-compliant agency's general fund appropriations for the following fiscal year. The restriction can be lifted only through a bill enacted by the General Assembly or by a committee vote directing the auditor to rescind the notification before the restriction takes effect, once the agency comes into compliance. The bill limits the process to one notification per agency per single audit, regardless of how many individual recommendations remain outstanding, which agencies are non-compliant. Multiple state agencies have accumulated audit findings in recent years. The Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing, which administers MedicGuide, has drawn repeated audit flags. The fiscal year 2024 statewide single audit identified eligibility errors in 12% of tested MedicGuide case files, resulting in a material weakness classification. The Department of Corrections omitted $495 million in state and local fiscal recovery fund expenditures from its financial reporting in fiscal year 2024, a finding classified as a material weakness. The Office of the State Controller received a material weakness designation in the fiscal year 2025 audit after missing its statutory August 4 close deadline. According to Citizen Portal reporting on the Legislative Audit Committee's release, 4080 late transactions from state entities totaled approximately $22.5 billion, and 21 late transactions from the controller's own office totaled approximately $1.6 billion. The fiscal year 2025 audit also flagged the state's Gravity IT system for non-compliance with Colorado information security policies. IT security failures have plagued multiple agencies for years. A December 2022 Colorado Politics investigation found that the governor's office had 17 serious unimplemented recommendations with IT control failures in the CUBES, CATS, and CLEAR systems at the Department of Labor and Employment dating back to 2009, the enforcement gap this bill addresses. Colorado currently has no financial consequence for agencies that ignore audit recommendations. Deputy State Auditor Marissa Edwards confirmed this to the Legislative Audit Committee, testifying that statutory timelines for audit compliance do not carry additional prescribed penalties beyond reporting. The numbers illustrate the scope of the problem. From July 2016 to June 2021, state auditors issued 1,523 recommendations. While 93% were eventually implemented, 46 high-priority recommendations remained unresolved, according to Colorado Politics. Some had been outstanding for more than 5 years. Six carried the most serious classification, material weakness. State Auditor Carrie Hunter has warned that material weakness findings in federally funded programs can trigger sanctions under the Federal Single Audit Act, potentially costing Colorado access to federal dollars. The fiscal year 2025 audit reviewed roughly $65.9 billion in state assets, $56.3 billion in expenses, and $20.8 billion in federal expenditures. "What's disturbing to me is they're fighting even 3%, Newth said on The Kim Monson Show. "It really, to me, ought to be greater than that, to where you get their attention that, hey, this needs to be brought into compliance." Sponsors and current status. The bill is primarily Republican-sponsored. Representative Max Brooks and Representative Don Sukla are the prime House sponsors, with Senator Lisa Frizzell as the Senate sponsor. Democrat Representative Jennifer Bacon is a House co-sponsor. It has been assigned to the House State, Civic, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers, a fiscal watchdog organization, has taken a yes position on the bill, the CUT. Summary describes it as a measure that seeks to put some teeth into requests by the overseer legislature for audits on individual agencies. If approved, the bill would take effect on August 12, 2026, subject to a referendum petition. And now, Kim's perspective. When we featured House Bill 26244 as our bill of the day, Rob Newth and I agreed that 3% is not nearly enough. I would say that if agencies are not in compliance on their audits, they should not get any money at all. These are taxpayer dollars being managed by agencies that cannot even meet basic accountability standards. Hundreds of millions in unreported expenditures, IT. Systems out of compliance for over a decade, and billions in late financial transactions tell a story of an executive branch that treats legislative oversight as optional. The fact that Republicans are leading this common sense accountability measure, with only one Democrat willing to co-sponsor, tells you everything about which party takes fiscal responsibility seriously. 3% is a gentle nudge when what Colorado taxpayers deserve is a firm hand. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.